This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Now it's time to chat to Dr. Wendy Christine from Integrated Health Solutions. Today we're chatting about explaining interactive health and how it differs from conventional medicine. Good morning, Dr. Christine. I trust you well.
Good morning, Anton. I am. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So what is integrative health?
So integrative health is a term that is used in the space where we're looking at integrating modalities. So when people hear the term integrative health, they often assume that it means that we're only choosing natural therapies instead of conventional medicine, but that's a misconception. It's not about replacing conventional medicine, but rather it's about bringing together the best available evidence from conventional medicine, but also from complementary approaches, so that we can provide a more comprehensive and person-centered care strategy.
And to understand integrative health, it helps to first look at conventional medicine. So what is conventional medicine then?
So conventional medicine is sometimes called Western or allopathic medicine, is the type of medicine that has transformed healthcare. It excels at diagnosing disease, treating infections, performing surgery, managing emergencies, and developing life-saving medications. So if you have appendicitis or a heart attack or a serious infection, conventional medicine is exactly where you want to be. And its strength lies in identifying a disease and providing a treatment plan for that disease or condition. But the problem is that many of today's health challenges are no longer acute or communicable illnesses. They are rather non-communicable chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disorders, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, obesity, and fatigue. And these conditions often develop over many years and are influenced by multiple factors rather than a single cause. And this is where the integrative approach comes in.
So how does the integration approach, differ from conventional medicine?
So integrative health looks at what as well as the why. So instead of focusing solely on what disease that person has, integrative health also asks why has the disease developed and what can be done to support that person's body and their ability to heal. It takes the whole person into account and not just their diagnosis.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So it means looking at everything around the person's nutrition, their movement, their sleep, their stress, their emotional well-being, what their social relationships look like, what are their environmental exposures, and what are their lifestyle habits that can potentially change or be adapted to use that alongside conventional medical treatments.
Can you maybe give us some examples?
Yes, so imagine two people who have high blood pressure. In conventional medicine, the diagnosis will be made and medication will be prescribed to manage the high blood pressure, and that's pretty much it. With the integrative approach, the diagnosis will be made and medication possibly prescribed as well, but they'll also raise questions around lifestyle factors that could be impacting the blood pressure or could be at the root cause of that blood pressure.
Okay, so what would some of these questions be?
So you would want to know, is chronic stress perhaps contributing to elevated blood pressure? How are they sleeping? If they have poor sleep quality, that could also influence their blood pressure. Is inflammation playing a role? Are there any nutritional deficiencies present? Because nutritional deficiencies can influence blood pressure as well, especially if there is a very high sodium diet. How active are they physically? They might not be getting enough physical exercise to support healthy blood pressure. Are they experiencing any emotional or social factors that are affecting their health? And what sustainable lifestyle changes could improve their long-term well-being?
So what's the goal then?
So the goal is not to simply control the symptoms, but to actually improve their overall health and to reduce the factors that contribute to illness. Disease prevention is at the heart of an integrative approach, and integrative health places a strong emphasis on this. So rather than waiting for the disease to develop, it focuses on creating health through healthy habits, educating individuals, and early intervention so that chronic disease can be prevented.
So, and then how would appointments or consultations potentially differ?
With integrative health, it encourages the patient or the client. So, you know, if you're seeing a doctor, you're going to be a patient. If you're seeing another type of integrative practitioner, you'll be a client. And it helps those people to become active participants in their own health rather than passive recipients of healthcare. So they're not being told what to do. They are contributing and they are actively participating in their health. Appointments are also usually a lot longer than standard medical consultations because you're trying to understand a person's story and identifying the factors that influence their health. That can't be done in 10 or 15 minutes. You want to be able to set achievable goals with the person and develop a personalized plan. And that will either combine their appropriate medical treatment as well as their lifestyle strategy. So you really need enough time to be able to get to the root of these problems.
And what sort of approaches might they suggest?
So they might look at things like nutritional counseling, exercise programs, stress management techniques, practicing mindfulness. Sometimes there will be alternative therapies like acupuncture or massage therapy, and sometimes selected nutritional supplements can also be beneficial.
And how can the two approaches complement one another?
We definitely need both. So conventional medicine, as we said earlier, is exceptionally good at managing acute illnesses and medical emergencies. Integrative health complements this by helping people to build health. It helps to prevent disease where possible. It helps to manage chronic conditions more effectively. If somebody already has a diagnosis and they are using medication, they might be able to get away with using the least amount of medication. And, if they make sustainable lifestyle changes, they can then maintain that condition or even improve that condition. We can improve quality of life and we can address underlying factors that influence long-term well-being. So perhaps the future of healthcare should not be about choosing between conventional medicine and integrative health, but combining their strengths to provide the most complete, compassionate and effective care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dr. Christine. And if anybody would like to get into contact with you, how do they do that?
They can contact me on WhatsApp, which is 082-476-4933, or at wendy@integrativehealthsolution.co.za, or they can look on my website, which is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Awesome. And as we always say, please remember it's Integrated Health Solution without the S, so www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day further.
Thanks, Anton. You too.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.